cliffcentral.com.
Let's move on to something else, because it's time for us to check out Collectomania, which is always one of my favorite things. Every week, Collectomania brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can find out more by going along to scoinshop.com. That's coin with an S in front of it, shop.com. Take a look at them. They've got some amazing, amazing things on there. And you can also, if you haven't been smart enough to have been investing in gold or silver or platinum over the last while, you're probably going to kick yourself, because everything else has looked terrible from an investment point of view. One of the few things that you could say, oh, thank goodness I bought a little bit of gold, a bit of silver maybe, if that's what you're into, because they've got all of that stuff at the Scoin Shop. You would be thrilled with your investment decisions right now if you'd done that. Not like Bitcoin, right? Not like property or stocks, which have all been useless over the last while. No, no, gold. This is what you should have been investing in, you fool. So there we are. That's the important information that I had to give you this morning. The South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop have actually partnered with a South African NFT marketplace called Moment to tokenize 18 million rands worth of ZAR coin collections. Now, you need to listen to this, because this is really, really interesting. You know, they're always looking for new projects to get involved in, and the South African Gold Coin Exchange, they never sit on their hands there. We've met Rail a couple of times. He's with us this morning. Hey, Rail, nice to see you again, and thank you for being on the show. How are you doing?
What's up, guys?
Yeah, you good?
Thank you very much. I'm good, and you?
Yeah, awesome. What I love about what you guys do is you're always looking for new things to get involved in, and you've actually partnered with Moment, and we'll meet the guy who's the CTO, the Chief Tech Officer at Moment in just a moment. His name is Adam. But before that, just tell me what it is that keeps you guys innovating in this field. Because, you know, coins have been around for millions of years, but the way you guys do it and the way you think about it seems to be changing almost every single day. What keeps you moving? Because this is really clever stuff.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, it's a family business, been around for 50 years, and coins can be pretty boring, a little bit weird, the themes that they come up with. So I've spent the last 10 years in the business trying to make things cool, or connecting other brands or payment opportunities, or or maybe a partnership that makes gold cool again. I mean, you've seen Troy Gold as well, that we work with, to try to make gold even easier to use and spend and borrow against. And then when I saw the NFT space a few years ago, or maybe like a few months ago, I said, how can this work? But how can we keep gold and coins like legit, in the sense that people feel safe? And NFTs are coming out of a pretty wacky little spin at the moment, where people bought pictures of rocks for $5 million and now it's worth nothing. Well, whoopsies there. But what we're trying to do is connect the real coins, the 100-year-old coins, with modern technology. And I think we've done that now with Moment, and we're really excited to launch this.
Well, here's Adam from Moment. Hey, Adam, it's nice to have you on this morning. How are you doing?
How's it, guys? Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm doing fantastic.
All right, so you're the Chief Tech Officer. I mean, when the world of NFTs and the world of gold, which seldom overlap, come together, you get a good idea like this. Just give us a little bit of background as to how you put these together with Rail, because this is quite innovative and different.
Yeah, I think from the beginning, we've always been shouting true value and utility in the NFT space. We've never been big about speculation. So when one of the guys on our team, he was obsessed about coins, and he was like, you've got to chat to Scoin. And we were like, okay, well, let's do it. So then we hopped on a call with Rail. And, you know, I think immediately we just, you know, knew this was going to be an amazing idea. We've just taken the coin set and made it digital.
All right, so let's talk about this coin set for a minute, because, Rail, you educated us all the last time you were on about the Sammy Marks Tiki, which I had no idea about. These things are rare as hell, and if you find one, you are, like, overnight one of the richest people. And you can suddenly take it over to you guys at the SA Gold Coin Exchange, and you can walk out with a bank account full of money where you had this one little Tiki. There are only a few of them floating around. But I didn't know that the ZAR, the Zuid-Afrikaanse Republiek, there was a coin set that was first minted back in, what, 1874 here. And that's what we're talking about with these NFTs. Tell us about this coin set and why it's so valuable.
So I must be honest, I'm not a coin expert as much as I'm in this game. I'm more into innovation and business, but I do understand this coin set. Mm-hmm. You know, it was probably 10, 20 years ago that the company found it, and we've kept it safe in our vaults all this time. And when the coinage, the first ever coins that were created out of the after the Boer War, these were the coins that were used. People were using them to buy their loaf of bread or their cow or whatever they could do with it. And when you keep coins for a very long time safe and not scratched and looking beautiful, then the grading and the rarity and the value of it only increases. So imagine just a regular year like 2010 in South Africa, and there's the 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, all the way to the 200 rand note. Imagine you got that from the mint and you put it in a plastic bag and you kept that for 150 years. Now, I don't know what that might look like in the future, but this is the same. This is a series of coins that were used during this time 130 years ago that wow. are in pristine, perfect condition. Mm-hmm. And when you try to wrap it up and sell it to one person, you know, $1 million is quite a lot of money. And we believe that we could fractionalize this, tokenize this, and give every South African and others a chance to own a little piece of this and not wow. the entire thing. So there's so much beautiful history that we've written. There's a white paper, which is almost like a summary and an entire story of this coin set. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you, if you're interested, to learn about it. You can call us. We can speak to you. We have coin experts who are really, really good at this stuff. And what we're trying to do is squeeze this world together and let people, you know, for $200, maybe 4,000-5,000 rand, you can own a little piece of this. I mean, if any of you could own one little microscopic piece of the Mona Lisa, you probably oh, hell yeah. would all say yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now, this is so clever.
The same thing.
It's so clever. I mean, yeah. Okay, we can't buy the whole set of coins unless we've got a couple of $1 million lying around. So rather own a fraction of this, and you will have essentially your piece of it, which is it's like a certificate which entitles you to that piece of it, which you can obviously sell on to someone else if you need to, and you can find out all about this. But it's owning a piece of history, first of all. Second of all, it's a really good investment. Third of all, you're putting your toe into the world of NFTs, and you're trying to discover some new alternative way of investing, which I think is so clever. We're all looking for new ways to invest. Tell me just quickly, these coins, they've been painstakingly sourced. They've been collected, put into a specially designed presentation case. This is an 1892 proof coin set. This is a separate thing. Tell us about that quickly.
So this is the set that will be tokenized and turned into these NFTs. So this is the highest grading of that set.
Right.
And maybe Adam can explain how they were able to take this and then split it up into tiny chunks and allow people the chance to own just a little bit, and how the blockchain works behind the scenes.
Yeah, tell us.
In owning your stake.
Yeah, tell us, Adam, because sure. this is hard for some of us to understand. So like baby steps here.
Cool. I'll start with just one of the coolest parts about it. We 3D modeled the coin set. So what's really nice about when you're buying this coin set online is you can actually get an idea of what it looks like, even up close. And it has this amazing appeal and look to it. So, you know, traditionally when you're buying into something which you can't really actually see, or, you know, maybe you just see a flat picture of it, it's just a whole different experience, you know, firstly. And then secondly, you know, I can get into the complexities, but essentially, you know, you get cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and Bitcoin, which people are aware of, and each Ethereum is a token. So with NFTs, you're doing the exact same thing, but instead of it being a currency, you're just linking one token to a specific asset, right? In this mm-hmm. case, it's the coin set. So we create 1,510 tokens, and we've linked it to this coin set. And there's three different types of tokens. There's the gold tier, the silver tier, and the bronze tier, which all give you different levels of equity in the coin set. So when you buy this thing, the whole journey, you see this 3D coin set, you know it's attached to a specific piece of equity. And then when you buy it, you know that on the blockchain stamp there that you own that percentage of that coin set. So what's really cool about this as well is that NFT marketplaces are becoming a proper thing globally. So when you're trying to sell alternative investments, you often struggle to do so. You've got your local market, which you can sell it to, towards. And even if you could do it globally, you know, if it's not NFT'd, you kind of, it's a bit scary. It's like, okay, transfer the money to the account. Okay, now I will somehow give you ownership of this thing. Whereas with NFTs, what's quite nice is actually you can sell it to a global market, number one. And number two, on purchase of the NFT, automatically the money goes to the other person. So there's no kind of intermediary step, you know, in place, which is really, really nice when you're dealing with expensive assets that you want to sell quite fast.
Very, very clever. I love this. But just so that people know, you can also still go and buy like some gold coins, some silver. You guys have got a whole treasure trove of stuff, right, Rail? I mean, you've given us a little bit of insight. We've looked at a James Bond coin. We've looked at some French coins that you're doing for Bastille Day. I mean, you've got an amazing array of stuff there. So if people prefer the old school way of doing things, you can help them with that as well. But if you want to be interested and you want to be involved in something that's new, that's novel, that's interesting, that's cool, then you can do this with NFTs and this amazing proof set.
Yeah. Thanks, Gareth. Really doing good for us today. Well, you know,
but it's true. I mean, like you can't go and buy gold on the street. You know, you got to buy it from somewhere, and you can only buy it in certain kinds of formats.
So we've had relationships with the biggest mints in the world for the last 50 years. The Paris Mint, which was founded in 642 AD. So for a business to say AD at the end of their name, they must be pretty old or pretty good. So we've tried to connect with these coins, and some of them are like cool themes. Some of them are really weird. We choose which coins South Africans might actually like. There's an Olympic series coming out in 2 years from the Paris Mint, which will be monumental. There's new launch coins coming out in the next few weeks. And then there's 100-year-old coins that we find all the time from dealers and public and people, little old grannies coming into the shop and saying, hey, what is this? And we say, oh, well, you've actually got 10 really special 1967 proof Kruger Rands. And we say, wow, like, oh, I got these for 50 Rand and now they're 50,000 Rand each. So these are the kinds of stories we love. Yeah. And the idea with Adam and Moment is you could own a piece now. Just something to clarify, the word utility. All of us know that there's utility in your car. You can drive it, or your watch, you can read it, or tell the time. But utility in NFTs is like, well, what can I really do with this? Can I look at it? Can I show it? But sometimes there's embedded extra value behind the scenes. And utility that Moment of trying to get out of their projects is what we really are proud of, is that you can come, and if you own a piece of the set in the top two tiers, you can come and view the coins in person and take a look at them and touch them and see them. And I mean, that's just one thing. There's also being part of a community behind the scenes and getting access and value into future projects. But, you know, in a world of NFTs where you're buying a piece of image and you don't know what's behind it, giving the person utility is a really important part of this vibe to be part of. And just a warning or an idea for everybody involved in this is everything has a future or an afterlife or expressed or extended value. Mm-hmm. And look out for that utility when you get into this.
But, you know, you
I wanted to ask on that note as well. Sorry, Gareth. Is okay, so if we take this collection, this coin collection particularly, so it obviously gets its value from the rarity, from the condition that it's in, from the age that it's at, and surely those things will increase over time. Is it dependent at all, number one, on the actual current metal prices? And number two, what if somebody unearthed by complete surprise an identical set that had just as much value or was as in good condition? Would it affect the value of this current collection now?
So, brilliant questions. Number one, this set only has two gold coins and the other eight coins are actually not gold. So gold is like a tiny portion of the value of the set. There's a red, brown penny and a bronze one and some silver, which are as scarce and rare. And gold is actually like a tiny percentage of its value, its intrinsic value. And the second question is, in the white paper and the description of the coin set, it clearly defines how many coins were made in each denomination, in the grading that it was in, how many are found and how many are actually out there. And when you start to understand that this is like at the highest level, and yes, you could find another coin similar, but it might be a lower grade, or yes, you may be not be able to find another coin. That's what makes this whole set in entirety so special. But that's a great question. And every coin that is graded can be Googled or searched online using the grading companies like PCGS or NGC. You can actually track that coin and see when it was and how many are similar graded like that. And those two are great questions. You know, the provenance, the backstory, the history is what really makes us special. But there's also a lot of fact and pure scientific equation on how we know that these figures are right. And this whole set has been audited and looked after by some incredible auditors, Schindler's attorneys. So we're also making sure that this is, again, 100% legit.
Right. That's they're important. I love those questions, and those answers make a whole lot of sense. But just quickly, I think a lot of people are also confused as to whether or not, you know, gold coins, silver coins, whatever kind of coins they might be, can all these things be tokenized? I mean, Adam, this is a question for you. Would it be possible in the future for anything like this to be tokenized? Is that what makes these NFTs so interesting?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the kind of exciting and scary part. Maybe just to give you an example of something that we're tokenizing at the moment, just to kind of get your ideas flowing, is that we tokenized our own YouTube channel. So we split up the revenues into 1,000, you know, different NFTs where you can buy, and we're producing an amazing Web3 educational content because we believe it's extremely it's extremely important and powerful technology that we want to broadcast not only to Africa but to the rest of the world. So you're buying into that educational content, the revenue it will produce, as well as all of our other videos.
Right.
And also to serve as a purpose for other smaller creators. I mean, as a small creator, let's just say you've got, I don't know, 500 subscribers. You don't really want to go create a whole business and then get shareholders, and you don't know that. That's not what you do. You produce content. So
right.
We can provide awesome ways for different types of alternative investments. And yeah, you can fractionalize practically anything with this technology.
I love
it.
Amazing. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for sharing this with us this morning. This is a unique opportunity and something that's very, very cool. I like the way it's a bit of forward thinking with a product that's been around for centuries, millennia. And you can find out more by going along to Scoinshop. You can find them on scoinshop.com, or you can look up the South African Gold Coin Exchange and actually go and visit them at their offices. They're in Sandton, and you'd be very pleased to see what kinds of stuff they have there. Rail, always good to see you. Thank you very much, Adam.
It's a pleasure.
And we'll catch up soon. Thanks, guys.
CliffCentral.com.